Good morning and welcome to the ITB Berlin Convention 2024. Today and over the next 2 mornings, we are here to give you recommendations and highlights of what the days have in store for you. I'm delighted to be joined by Mario Tobias, who is the CEO of Messe Berlin. And welcome, Mario. You are today's Travel Hero podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Charlotte, for having me. Great to be here with you.
I have been very much looking forward to this, and I think we are just going to dive straight in. Last year, ITB Berlin took place under the motto of Open for Change. Can you please remind us what this year's motto is?
Yeah, we built on this motto of change, and this year's item is ITB Together. We believe that that corresponds very well with our convention theme, but it's pioneer the transition in travel and tourism. And as you can only do this together, being one industry, that we tackle all the problems that there have been over the last couple of years, and we want to look forward. Yeah, we believe it's good to get on the and make a change together and to navigate through all the obstacles there are. And this, we want to bring everyone together at the ITB, and that's our hashtag for this year.
I love it. We have been using it now for quite a few months. So this is your first ITB Berlin in your new role. And I'm wondering, how are you feeling this morning on the first day of the convention?
I'm just feeling great, to be honest. I've been a visitor to ITB in the years before, but never thought that I could be in charge of Messe Berlin. And so I'm very, very impressed and amazed. And it's also kind of emotional to walk through the halls over the last couple of days and see people building up their stands. And it looks all so pretty. And we're really, really happy to have ITB to be this number one show in the world again. You know, for Messe Berlin, it is one of our lighthouse shows of that really is truly an international atmosphere. We have visitors from all over the world coming to Berlin, and I guess it has never been more important than in these times that people come together, visiting each other, getting to know their cultures, the way they live, visit other countries. We truly believe it's some kind of, well, getting a peaceful world where people come together. And ITB Berlin has always been, I believe, and will be in the future, a true ambassador for this concept.
Absolutely. Indeed, this is one of the many things that travel can do. What specifically can we expect of this year's show? I'm thinking from an exhibitor perspective, but also from a news perspective, maybe.
How much time do we have?
Well, I might close you down, but I think give us as many examples as you can.
I think there's so much to look forward to. We will welcome some 6,000 exhibitors from all over the world here in Berlin. They will cover the entire chain of travel and tourism. We have a lot of startup companies here, but also the large global corporations. And some of the halls are freshly renovated. For the first time, we put the DACH markets like Germany, Austria, Switzerland under one roof in Hall 27, Hub 27. And we have a very strong increase, not only with exhibitors from our host country, that is Oman this year. We're all very excited to watch this, but also from the other Arab states, from Turkey, Greece, Asia, the African countries, and things like mobility and tech and the cruise sector. They all came back and they are all showing their products and their ideas here at ITB. So I think, 3 days might not be enough to cover this all, but it's really a great show.
It's fantastic. 6,000 exhibitors. Let's just dwell on that for a couple of seconds. That was exhibitors, but what about visitor numbers? What are we expecting this year? And are we finally seeing some return from Asia?
Oh, yeah, we are very much looking forward to this. I mean, it's always difficult to predict the number and to forecast this. But I believe we will have more than 90,000 visitors at this year's ITB. Definitely more visitors again from the Asian countries, especially from China. You know, last year it was just very close after the reopening after the pandemic. So I think we will see a big a huge comeback, not only with the visit, not only with the exhibitors, but also with the visitors, especially from China and East Asia. And they're all very, very welcome in Berlin.
Yes, it's going to be great to see so many of our Asian friends come back to Berlin this year. What are attendees most typically hoping to achieve when they're attending ITB Berlin?
I think it's a pretty well-balanced mixture of businesses, of course, of looking for content and news, what's coming up in that, and of course of networking. I think this all comes together well here. I think there's no other place in the world where this entire tourism value chain is represented, and that reflects the global significance of ITB Berlin. And I think the companies offer to look at their products. They want to make business. They want to sell their products, of course. But they also want to get informed, like what's going on? What about digitalization? What about the issues to come? And of course, there are a lot of networking events, so you can meet everyone here, look at what's happening all around the world. And I think it's this mix what makes it so special.
Yeah, indeed. We have everything under one roof, and I think it's fair to say that networking is at the heart of the travel industry. As we sort of slowly begin to come to a close, because you have got a lot to get on with today, everybody has who's here with us in Berlin, but which specific events are taking place today that you personally would recommend?
Let me have a look to my schedule. Well, you should definitely not miss the grand opening today at 10:30. And this will be followed by a lot of keynotes from the industry leaders, for example, in Hall 7-1 on the Orange Stage. But we have altogether a total of 17 theme tracks and 4 live stages throughout these 3 days. So I think you will find everything somewhere. Just take a good look at or watch at the app. It will give you the right information. I think today's spotlight is on MICE, on travel tech. Cruises, definitely, the tour operators, and as well on the issue of diversity and inclusion. And I think this is personally a very, very good thing that we have on ITB as well. So I think you were heading a convention as well, Charlotte, right?
I am. And you very kindly mentioned the diversion and inclusion track, which I am so excited to be hosting this year. We have indeed some phenomenal speakers lined up, as we do on all the tracks. So thanks for that. I think everybody has probably got their agenda set for the day. I'm going to thank you, Mario, for your time. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much, and meet you down at the bar, at the hall.
Yeah, definitely. And at the bar, I'm sure, later on. So just to let our listeners know that tomorrow we are going to be catching up with Debbie Rothe, who is director of ITB Berlin. We wish you all a fantastic first day here at ITB Berlin, and I'll be back with more updates tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.